I do believe that we oscillate more dramatically in the beginning, like oscillating from ego to soul more dramatically in the beginning of your journey. And then it gets to a point where you kind of like your baseline changes. Yeah. So right now you have a remembering and forgetting baseline that you're hitting. And then as you're going up, I just watched a video of Bashar explaining this, how it feels like you're always going up and then down and up and then down and backtracking and like going further back. But it's a constant journey of going up and down while going up the entire time. How do I explain that visually without
people
seeing?
You're like spiraling upward.
Yeah, spiraling upward, or also seeing it as a line graph that's like ebbing and flowing.
Yeah.
In small ways as it goes up.
Yeah.
And I think as you go deeper on this path of leaning more into your truth and just remembering and tapping deeper into your heart space, the forgetting phases soften and they don't feel so dramatic. I feel like one of the biggest things when I was going through those forgetting and remembering phases in the beginning that was so difficult for me was every time I would go into a forgetting phase, I was so fucking hard on myself and I was lacking in the compassion department. So like it would send me into these spirals.
Yeah. I feel like that's the thing is when you get to a, like, I guess a higher level on that trajectory, forgetting is not as dramatic really because you've reestablished a baseline. So you're really just living from your new reality. But then it's like, I feel like the remembering that happens is almost even more embodied and felt because you have like the whole past, you're just like working from such a past experience. I mean, there's nothing like the first sudden awakening moment of the first time that you
feel the
oneness and
God.
It's fucking insane. Like everybody remembers that exact moment, like where they were, when it was, etc. And then from there, it's just continuing on and on and on. And I do think part of that is just because we are inundated with so much conditioning every single day.
Yep.
That like, it's just normal that you're gonna like, and also part of it, I think, is that just, you're just like doing life. Like sometimes you got to fucking do your taxes and like deal with recycling and you're just like in the weeds of the 3D. And those are the moments where they're not like, you don't get bogged down by them because you understand that, you know, in the sacred, nothing is mundane. So it's not like a bad experience, but it's just to say that like, you know, everybody has to wash the dishes and like, that's just where you sink into being present. And that is a spiritual experience in and of itself. But I just mean to say that, like, I feel like part of it is just that in this world that we're playing in, like in this game, there are just things that are not so, they're not the most like inspiring to remind you of your like oneness. Like you're just fucking sitting and doing the taxes and like, it's fine.
Yeah. But they can be like how you're saying, you can make it a spiritual experience by being so immersed in the present moment.
For sure. Yeah.
Can I play this video that I saw?
Yeah.
Sometimes in physical reality, what you will create is a cyclic experience. You will create a certain state and then it may seem as if you are falling out of that state, but that's not always for a negative reason. Remember that many times when you achieve a high level of vibration, you download a lot of information into yourself at that level. The idea then is to bring that information and ground it back to Earth, and sometimes that actually requires you to lower your vibration to do so that it can sink in and crystallize on a different level. At the same time, recognize that what's happening is not this. What's happening is this. You are always actually climbing up, especially when you don't judge the down part of the cycle, because you're actually always landing higher than you were before, even though it may seem like you're going down. You're actually creating a rising arc.
I love that video. I've seen that before. Some Dr. Christian Gonzalez shared it once on his story. Which also just made me excited because he's definitely like embracing more of his... I mean, to share a video of like Bashar and the channeler of like whatever, wherever he channels from is definitely cool. But yeah, that's huge. I like the way that he explains it. You're like, you have to like ground it down. So it makes sense that you're bringing it into a quote unquote, like lower vibration of Earth, which is honestly so important. I feel like that's also part of it is we're tapping into these spiritual and esoteric truths that, you know, some could say, especially some of these are living in like a different dimension, but for the ones of us that feel like we are here to serve Earth and this Earth-based civilization, it makes sense that you bring it down to Earth, literally down to Earth, which is a perfect saying for this because you do have to translate it and take it from the crown and, you know, there's like a pressure to express it and share it. And that means you have to like, you know, almost process it through and bring it into a different vibration to be understood.
Yeah. And then that way people on that vibration, when you're in that, can receive the message.
Right. Yeah.
Interesting.
That's
cool. How do you feel about like your ups and downs or forgetting and remembering journey?
Yeah. I mean, I've been thinking lately how I have these like seasons that I'm seeing in my life of where I'm going really deep into certain knowledge bases basically. And it like started, really my first experience with that was when I first got into Eastern philosophy and Zen and Buddhism, and I was reading all of those books and so deep into Alan Watts, like listening to lectures every single day. That was like my rabbit hole of getting deep into that. And then as this also works for me in terms of being a 1-4 of like learning and then understanding it conceptually, and then I essentially like move on from it. And also just, I think part of this is like one of my gifts of being more of like a momentum starter and not necessarily having to like then continue it forever. All that to say, I'm seeing how I have these like seasons of when I go like really deep into understanding and like awakening to a certain field. And then when I feel like I've gotten enough from it, I like close the book and actually live it for a bit. And then I like find another place to start going deep. Like that's right now I'm in that with human design and I'm like going down that rabbit hole of like intrigue and understanding and studying. And then I think I'll get to a point where I've effectively like read and studied all that I can, and I'll have a point where it's effectively embodied, and then I'll move into just remembering and integrating it. So like with the Eastern philosophies and Zen, those are like, so they're just in me like forever at this point. They're just embodied. And like, there's a point where I do forget and remember them, but it's more like I'm like slowly seeing them be evidenced in my life. Mm. So I spend all the time awakening to them and having those more kind of dramatic enlightenment moments. And now that's like another piece of the puzzle that I more so just find little ways that it's still true in my life, but I don't need to be tapping into it in order to know it. So now it's like with human design, I'm in that study phase. And then I think I'll move out of that to just be practicing it and continuing to see it as true. And then I have a feeling at some point in my life, I will end up wanting to study more of the sciences of like quantum mechanics and stuff, which I'm really daunted by, but I think that that's what's going to end up happening. And I'll be like deep in that study. And those to me are like my sort of enlightenment awakening journeys. They happen in the deep rabbit holes of study. And then once I've conceptually understood it, I like move on from it and I got it, and then I can teach it and live it, and then just look for ways to like keep reminding myself and other people that these are still true or still helpful.
Okay, I have two things coming to me. When you were talking about how you study and then you close the book and then you live it, it's like syncing up with the video that we just watched where you bring yourself up to this heightened vibration to obtain the knowledge, and then you ground it back into your body, into like whatever baseline you're living at. And then from there, you're going to teach it and just live it But also, I feel like that's the place where you're going to receive your own downloads, because now you have this lens that you're filtering information through. It's almost like you're saying to the universe, I'm interested in this topic. I'm going to go deep dive in it, go down the rabbit hole, bring it back down into my baseline vibration. And then you open yourself up to become a channel of that specific information.
Right. Yeah. So. Yeah. Like, yeah, the student wants to then become the master. So like you graduate from the studying phase, and then you want to cultivate your own findings in that arena, basically. Yeah, right. For sure. Right. Yeah. And like, there's also what's really interesting about knowing the design types and your personality, because it really helps you figure out A, how you learn, but then also just for certain profiles, like it's really important to find mentors or teachers that you really resonate with. I mean, this is generally good for most people, but it's more nuanced with like, you know, with like a one, you want to find effectively someone who you would view as like a teacher and like a professor that you would learn from, that you trust their expertise while you learn. And then at some point you want to have the confidence to know that you know enough, and now you get to be like the mentor or teacher to other people, but that you want to like listen to, even trusting your intuitive sense of who is right for you to learn from versus who is not. And yeah, even just then giving yourself the confidence of like, oh, this is how I learn and grow and experience in my own way, and like this is my formula of doing it, versus how like Nikki learns and grows and embodies information. And especially with the awakening journey, that's what's really interesting, is because some people's awakening journey, I feel, is so much more, it's almost like there's some that are more action event oriented and some that are like study, like learning oriented. Like I essentially feel like what happened with me was very in my mind and like reading based. And then it became like something I noticed in reality, and it was almost like quiet, like it was happening just in here. And then with someone else, maybe it's more like a very visceral experience happened that like cued them to that realization.
Yeah, it is interesting to think about where we get those moments of being like, oh my God, like all of a sudden the truth drops in and it just hits you in a way where you understand it on like a frequency level and a feeling level. And it is interesting to think about the human design, because with ones, that's going to be, like you're saying, very information heavy. Yeah. And then I feel like with my human design being a 3-5 and learning through personal experience and picking up wisdom through the actual like doing aspect of my life and just going down all these different paths and experimenting with things, that really is when I get the biggest downloads of like, whoa, like this is how this works. Like even this little story about the purple car, I had that personal experience of going through that. And in that moment, I'm like, wow, that really solidifies my view on what it really takes to be magnetic and what it really takes to draw your desires in. And it was that personal experience that I had that then I went and taught it on my Instagram and made that video. And I feel like that literally is my life path, is to have personal experiences, pick up the wisdom from the experiences, and then be able to teach them to other people in a super digestible way for all the information people out there.
Dude. Yeah. I mean, that's that is also really cool, because you are fully living your design in that way. Cause like the fact that you have those huge like revelations and epiphanies almost from a personal experience you're having, is that's how you are designed. Versus like for me, it literally happened just in reading a book. Like I'll be sitting and like tapping into something and I'll be like, oh my God, I understand it. And then that's when I go and share it. But it's like, that's very, very different from being like, you know, in it and like in the sandbox and then realizing it there. But like both are leading to the same result.
Can you remember any specific moments where you were either living something or reading a book when you had one of those moments of being like, holy shit, some sort of like spiritual knowledge or truth just hits you like a fucking bag of bricks and you're like, whoa, I get this?
Yeah, I mean, when I'm reading books, like for sure when I was reading so many Alan Watts books and books on Zen, that was happening all the time. Like it was exactly that. I would be reading or listening to a lecture and I would have, it was like a fucking massive download. That's like what it feels like. You're like, boom, okay, I get it now. Yes. And it was just like a rush of like euphoric feeling of enlightenment, understanding, awakening. Like you're just like, wow. And then you can speak to it. You can like externalize it into words. And that's, I'm actually kind of like getting back into that rhythm now. Cause for me, it's like, I sometimes learn well through like videos and stuff, but ultimately I find that that happens more to me when I'm reading. So now that I'm reading the Human Design book, things are like clicking and I'm starting to warm myself back up to that experience of where I'm like tapping into a certain vibration. And then I like download all this understanding. And then that's my like learning method. But I definitely felt like that wasn't happening that much. Honestly, kind of last year, I think I was more just in like practice of life, which is good anyway. And then now that I'm more into reading and like dropping into knowledge bases, it's starting to happen again like that, which is probably how then it feels for you when you had like the purple car experience. And
yes, like a full body experience. Yeah, books still hit me in the same way, but I have to have the personal experience to be like, whoa, this is really hitting me. Or I read the book, it like kind of hits me, and then I have the personal experience to right. be like, whoa, this is really hitting me.
Yes.
I feel like when you're reading spiritual books or any sort of like personal development or something that's expanding your energetic being or your mind, I feel like when you are just under, like the tiniest bit under the awareness of the author, that is when you're going to have that like, whoa, that expansive feeling, because it's bringing you up to that level of consciousness. Yeah. But like if you pick up a book and the author's all the way over here and you're all the way over here in a different state of awareness and thinking about different things, maybe that book isn't going to hit you. But then a year goes by and you're now on that same page, just maybe a page behind the author. Yeah. And you're reading that book and all of a sudden you feel this expansive feeling in your body like, whoa, oh my fucking God. That's how I felt reading Michael Singer's books when I was first beginning my spiritual journey. And then Eckhart Tolle, when I read The Power of Now, oh my God, every page I was just underlining, fucking putting post-it notes.
The whole book is highlighted.
Yes. No, literally. I mean, I made a whole group program on it. Like I taught a whole group program on the teachings of The Power of Now because of how fucking profound I found them.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. I think I actually have that book on the bookshelf here. We took it out of storage. I've never read it. I've actually never read any of Eckhart Tolle's work, which is kind of surprising, but I'm sure I would like it.
Do you feel drawn to him at all?
It's not that I don't. It's just like, I have not yet been fully pulled to like read his books for no particular reason.
I would say anyone who's feeling pulled, or what you get out of his books is the ability to live so deeply in the present moment that you access a level of peace that is so like, oh my God, the feeling is just, I can't describe it any other way besides like juicy right now.
Yeah.
Like it's this feeling of being in the present moment that his teachings allow you to tap into. It's like next level.
Yeah, that gives me chills. And I feel like that's what so many people are missing in their life. And honestly, when I think about one of the things that I'm really focused on now after my hypnotherapy journey, which we can talk about another time, but is my tendency to control, which is effectively, it's either not being in the present moment or trying to make the present moment something different than it is, which is effectively not being present. And the antidote is being so present and trusting and like surrendering to what is just happening right here and right now. Mm. And definitely like the pattern of control, I think, would be soothed a lot by understanding presence on a deeper level. So now I'm intrigued. Maybe I'll pull it off the shelf and leave it on the couch so that I sit down to read it.
It's really powerful. He describes like the different levels of consciousness. I remember I was making videos on TikTok as I was reading it and I was sharing the lessons, and those videos went mega viral because I was sharing his teachings on the different levels of consciousness, and people were just like, holy fuck. When you can almost logically compartmentalize different levels of awareness, you start to notice like, oh wow, like this form of anxiety or this form of suffering comes from me being at this level of consciousness. He breaks it up into three levels. I would highly suggest it. It's incredible.
Okay, well, I'm intrigued.
And like what you're bringing up about control is also interesting because I think a lot of people can relate to that. Like I can definitely relate to that in my own journey in different aspects. And it's interesting to think about that from like a subconscious level, because control is just the adaptation of a subconscious belief of like some root limitation, you know?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you really want to dive into your hypnotherapy or did you want to save that?
Yeah, we can talk about it. Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah, so I started a hypnotherapy journey a few weeks ago, and I basically, the way it came about was totally divine and synchronistic and just perfect timing. I have a friend, Danielle Hatton. Shout out Danielle. She's amazing. She's British, I think British. She has a British accent. She's amazing. I met her online and we like hung out one time in Austin. We actually did like a mini in-person event together, which was really fun. Anyways, she just got her hypnotherapy license. Like she went to school for it and she's now effectively doing case studies. So she was looking for people to work on, looking for people who wanted to work on intrusive or obsessive thoughts. And she shared this on her story. And at first when I saw it, I was like, do I struggle with that? I'm not really sure. And then I like moved on from it, whatever. And then like a week or so later, I started to notice that I was just alarmed and attaching very much to spiraling thoughts and obsessive thoughts, which is what we were talking about on the episode a few weeks ago, which I can't remember if I had started the journey quite yet. I think I started it literally right after. So it was perfect timing. And her and I were, the plan was to like trade. I'm going to give her some human design sessions and she had me do a case study. So long story short, it has been one of the most powerful healing experiences of my life in terms of actually creating tangible, substantial change, both internally in my energy and in my physical reality, specifically in my relationship. And it's kind of fucking mind blowing because when you do the healing work and then you like go back out into real life and things change, people around you change, you notice different things, you stop repeating the same patterns, you're like, I'm a fucking sorcerer and this is fucking lit. Like, this is what it's all about. That's how I felt.
And it just that's makes on feel... subconscious work.
And that's on healing. Yeah. I mean, truly, because it just, it proves to you that you're like, yeah, this is how it works. Like,
truly.
I was having this, I mean, I understood that probably my internal state is what is creating certain relational patterns that I'm not enjoying. And I was talking to Nikki about this in depth because it's really interesting. You kind of come to a point where you're like, I need, or I have a strong desire to, you come to a point where you realize I need to sort out the internal world so that I can figure out what is actually true in the external world. Because sometimes the things that are happening are literally just a projection versus sometimes it's real. I don't know if that makes sense, but like, at least to the listener, I feel like you understand what I'm saying. But yeah, I feel like a big motivation to heal or like find the hope to like address whatever things that you're dealing with that are not supporting your highest expression is because then you just see reality so much more clearly. The people in your life get to play the role that they're actually meant to rather than the role that you need them to play because of lack within you. And so I was like, I want to do this work because I want to be able to see my relationship more clearly and to just eliminate the friction in my relationship that probably doesn't need to be there and is just a projection. So I realized many, many things from this journey, but one of the biggest things has been, one, removing shame and replacing it with total acceptance and embracing of myself as a very sensual, passionate person, woman, creature, etc. Because I've always had, since I was little, actually, and this was a memory that like came up when I was in hypnosis, it's like I've always been a very just like sensual person in every root of the word, both in like the more sexual way and more in just having heightened senses of like feeling, thinking, smell, like all the things, like just feeling everything and being a very physically body-based type of person. And that comes out in like dance and expression and art, etc. But I had shame around it because I felt like, I essentially felt like it was too much, or it was like a nuisance to my life. I was like, how, you know, what do I do about the fact that I have such drive and passion for both my relationship, the man I'm with, the creations, my work? Like, it felt like too much. And so one of the things we worked on was basically to completely accept it and see how, basically to shift. The powerful thing that happened was I saw that I actually viewed it as a nuisance. Like, I didn't really see that that was happening. And so because of that, I was pushing it down, and then also had shame and non-acceptance around really a big part of who I am and like how I view myself. And then the other powerful thing was not solely relying on external things to satisfy that life force. So pouring my energy, and like literally what we talked about was like pouring like your sexual energy, because it's the same thing as creativity, into creative projects or dance or writing or creation. And so not just viewing the, you know, rising of sexual, sensual energy and thinking the only way to satisfy this is in the typical way with your partner, but to be like, I get to decide like how this is channeled, and that could actually be a really positive experience instead of leading to frustration or having to rely on somebody else solely to like satisfy your needs. So definitely, like, I'm trying to think about, yeah, so that was a big focus of it. And I have found already in the few weeks just such a massive change. And one way that I know that that's happened is because of shuffling and dance, because it's like the best marker for me to know where I'm at with my self-expression. Because when it comes to dance and moving your body, if you're overthinking or you're not accepting yourself, or you are literally pulling and holding back your expression, you're not gonna, it's not gonna feel good. It probably is not gonna look as good. And so that type of movement was like the perfect marker for me to be like, that's how I know that I've made strides in my confidence and self-acceptance. And I had a really powerful experience just a few days ago on a Friday afternoon or Friday evening at sunset, shuffling by myself. And I like got these new pants, and I was like fucking feeling myself, like just so confident, loving it, shaking my ass, dancing, shuffling, all the things. And I knew in that moment, I was like, you just unlocked a new level of self-expression, because just being able to, when you're alone, know that you're not thinking about, well, what if, you know, someone came home, or what if whatever, like you're just in your body expressing. And it was like that. And I also just crushed it with the shuffling, which is another great thing to know that I'm like doing well with that. So that was really huge. The control piece comes in. Okay, I'll pause if you have any thoughts or questions.
I was just going to say the videos were insane. Like, that was a level of shuffling that I have yet to see from you. Your other videos are incredible, but that was like next level.
I know.
Next level.
Yeah, truly. I mean, dance and specifically shuffling has always been that thing for me, because yeah, it's just the second that you're in your head or you're thinking too much about how you look versus how you feel and how just much you let the urge of movement dictate how you move, like that's what it's all about. And so when you are even just 1% stifling your expression, you just don't dance to your highest ability. So it's like totally a game of, yes, there's like technicality and like knowing the moves and like drilling stuff. And then there's just being uninhibited and letting yourself fucking rock it and trust that you actually are like a good dancer and that you can do it. And that's literally like those moves came out and I was like crushing it because I was in that mood of like just total self-acceptance and confidence and being like, I'm a fucking badass. I'm fucking stunning. I'm incredible. Like just pumping myself up. And that's how it translates.
You should make a reel of you shuffling and then a voiceover of you talking about how the art of shuffling has taught you the art of surrender or whatever lesson you want.
Yes, to share. Totally. I love that. It is definitely very spiritual. So yeah, that was that aspect. And then, I mean, the other part has just been having so much more awareness around certain patterns like control and just, you know, how sometimes you're just, it's really interesting with your thought patterns because when they are obsessive and you feel like you're having intrusive thoughts or you can't quote unquote control them, you almost can't conceptualize a way out of it. And then when you do the energy work of getting to the root of like, is it a confidence thing? Is it a control thing? A safety thing? And this is what the beautiful thing about hypnosis is you drop deeply into the subconscious and then you are fully aware. Like you're not quote unquote knocked out and like, it's not like you black out and then you open your eyes and you don't know what happened. You're fully in control and aware of it. But through, you know, the practitioner getting you into that state, they're able to like install new beliefs. And then you also speak into existence the current ones, which helps you to conceptually understand what's going on a deeper level. And that's what was so powerful was for me to be able to both visually in my mind see and connect the dots and then hear my own subconscious speak and say what I was believing about X, Y, and Z. And so then from an energetic perspective, I could just see how sometimes my pattern of control is an insecurity thing, or it's like a lack of safety in my body or a lack of trust or me thinking that I'm not good enough or I have to like force and like work harder to make this outcome happen. And I don't think I realized before how much I would just slip into trying to control situations. And it's both in relationship and social scenarios. I used to do it a lot with my family and I don't do as much anymore there. At work, whatever. But it definitely has a root of, I think it's different for everyone, but like insecurity, worthiness, and like,
what's like the I am statement
of what? Of not being controlling?
Like, no. The controlling is the adaptation, but what are you believing about yourself that you need to control?
Yeah, it would be like that I need to control. Well, it's basically like, for me, it was essentially that there was, it's like trying to, how do I explain this? Like, it's like, for example, in a social scenario, it's a you're trying to control like other people's experiences, how it goes, like how fun it is, or like the outcome of this, or I want this person to like be like this and say that. Like, I don't, it's like not explicit like that. You're not like really consciously being like, I want this person to blah, 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 blah. But energetically, you're trying to hold the situation together because you don't trust either in yourself for it to just go with the flow and it be good enough. So like part of it was, I'm like good enough. And that translates to like capable enough, or like I can figure this out. So it's like a lack of trusting the self to be able to just show up to whatever is happening. And then a lack of trust in almost like the grand plan and that things are going to turn out okay. Like people are going to be able to, you know, their reaction is their responsibility, or if this happens, like I will be able to handle it. So it is in a way somewhat tied to a confidence thing / a fear thing of being capable or good enough to just be present and like roll with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. The reason I ask is because there's always a root belief that is an I am statement that sounds very childlike because the belief was developed in your formative years. So when people say like, I have abandonment wounds, that's not really the root of what's going on in the subconscious. Right. What's really going on, for example, with that is like someone not feeling safe or being scared that someone's going to leave them. And it kind of like waters down to something more simple.
Yeah.
So that's why I was just curious if you went down deep into like the I am statements, because it boils down to like a self-perception that is very simple. And it's usually like, I'm not safe. I'm not enough.
Yeah. 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 It was like, I'm not effectively a form of I'm not like good enough. Like I can't figure this out type of situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like one of the things that we did was we went into, you like, drop into the hypnotic state and then you replay, like relive the scenario as it went. And then she's asking you like, what are the beliefs and like the thoughts happening right now? And then that's where you would like say, oh, like I'm not good enough or I'm blah, 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 like whatever it's coming up. And then you rewrite it and like replay it and say how it would go knowing the tools that you now have, which you would have talked about with the therapist before, to say like, when you get overwhelmed, like what can you do? Are you taking a deep breath? Are you like, what mindfulness practice are you using? So then you actually do those in your mind in this situation. And then that's what then is like, you're effectively replacing the old like pattern and belief with a new subconscious one. And then obviously like the idea is that you go out and practice it and like take the tools into the real situation.
Hmm. Powerful. Yeah, I've never gone down the hypnosis path because I personally believe that you can access your subconscious beliefs just by being in a safe container for the subconscious to express it. There's just so many different modalities that you can use. And I feel like the modalities that you're meant to lean into find you in life at the perfect time.
Totally.
And like when you resonate with it on that energetic level, it's like so powerful.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I like, it's really funny. I like really didn't, like I had no plans to like do hypnotherapy. Like I've heard about it. I'm aware of it, but it wasn't really in my field or something that I was interested in. And then, it just happened so naturally and it's been extremely effective. Like,
wow,
honestly, mind-blowingly effective. Like I actually have vlogged about the experience and I'm going to share it on my YouTube in a little bit, but it really just has shown me there's just so many, it's so energetic, I think, at the end of the day, like to understand conceptually what's going on and then to be able to see, almost like see yourself through an energy of like where things are like leaking or how things were going down this path when, you know, the desired path would have been over here. It just changes the entire way that you move about reality. And to me also, I really think that the hypnosis really helped me in terms of making huge changes to my subconscious and to my energy, because especially it felt so safe. And I mean, Danielle is incredible. Aside from the fact that she's a close friend of mine, like she's also just so approving. Like it could not be a more perfect person for the exact things that I was dealing with. Like, right. She's so, that's the thing with what you're saying. It's like, it's all about safety and just being able to access it, because she, as the practitioner and facilitator, helped me by just really just alleviating so much like judgment and shame, and fully was like, she just understood it on a level that you're like, okay, I don't even have to really explain it. She just gets it and doesn't even, like, there's not an ounce of shame or like judgment or of any kind. And that in and of itself gives you the space to even be more honest and like more open, which then I think is where the changes really take place. And that's why I think part of the experience overall and the hypnosis itself was so effective, is because I just felt so safe to do it. And then that's where I'm like convinced that I just took on a different energy and then my 3D reality just like literally changed. Like my relationship has been a different flavor since I started this hypnosis journey, and it's fucking insane. And it's, I swear, powerful. I don't know if things have actually changed or if it's just because my internal state has changed. And so now I think that the outside world has changed. Either way, it like proves the same thing.
You're sending out a different energetic frequency to the field. And we've talked about this off camera, but like when you think about the way that metal files will formulate into different shapes with different hertz, when there's music coming out of speakers and you put the metal files on the speakers and they all change shapes, that is literally proving that different frequencies cause matter to have different formations. So when you think about the energetic field that surrounds our entire fucking body, that is literally a result of the subconscious beliefs that you think. When you change your subconscious beliefs, you change the energetic field and matter starts to formate in different ways.
Yes.
Formulate in different ways. Like, this is the power of the fucking subconscious work. It is so fucking profound. Like, it's when people are sitting here complaining about like the root things on the surface, on the surface instead of the root things, it's like you're wasting time. Like, get down to the fucking root.
Yeah.
And then you'll see that everything is a projection of what's going on within here.
Yes.
Truly.
And dude, this is why, like, I mean, this is what I shared with you of just my relationship has truly been, like, I always call it, it's like the final frontier for me of where the things that I'm learning and embodying, like, the relationship is essentially like the quote unquote hardest place to really embody all those things, because it's a fucking divine partnership. It's a mystical union. Like, you are mirroring to each other the deepest parts of your soul, and you're going to have so much growth there. And so I knew, I had this feeling that I was like, I really think that 90%+ of the friction and patterns that are popping up are really because of an internal state and a subconscious belief, etc., that I have not yet figured out, healed, whatever, you know, needed to happen, shifted basically. And that's now exactly what has happened. Like, Milan literally in my eyes, like, shows up differently in the relationship, and the things that I was seeking before out of a place of lack are just happening.
Right.
Like, and just from like an energetic place, because now he is responding to who I am and how I act and behave and what I emit, and it fully changes how our relationship shows up in the 3D world.
It's also proof that whenever you want to, you can't control other people. You can't. And that's another thing that we waste our time doing, is trying to get people to change, trying to control them, trying to say like, oh, when they act this way, then I will feel this way. And if you do the reverse of saying, I'm going to allow myself to feel this now and then see what happens. And I think this is what you were getting at, of like not knowing if it's just how reality is or if it's a projection. You can do a little test to see like what happens to the matter and the way it forms around you when you change your inner state, to see if people start showing up differently in your life or if they just like are the way that they are. And then you'll get your answers from there. But yeah, I mean, you should be so fucking proud of yourself too, because like, you did that. You fucking did that. You're doing this work. Like, how powerful. And now you have the evidence to know that whenever you want to change something in your reality, you get to turn inwards and claim full responsibility over how you are the source of that and how you can change that.
Yes.
It's very confronting.
It is. It's both empowering and it's confronting. But I feel like before you have an experience of seeing how this is true, it feels almost like too good to believe. And we also fall into our patterns of, you know, there's so much typical conditioning and just, typical thought, I'm trying to say there's so much, just conditioning and norms around how like relationships work, and you try to control people, and if someone's doing this, then like it's their problem and cut them out and whatever. And there's so much that just misses on the fact that when you change internally, like, it actually changes the outside world, but it seems like sorcery. You're like, this, how can it be? Like, my partner, like, it's so annoying that they, why can't they just blank? Like, why can't I just tell them to do this? Like, just fucking clean up the dishes. I don't get it. It's not that hard. And then you realize that that's you just trying to control other people, like, mm-hmm. literally control how they physically and, like, energetically move about the world. And then when you at least give it a try as an experiment to start internally and to, like, really do that internal work of, like, the whole example that I just gave or whatever other modality that is out there, then you're like, oh, I get it. Like, literally, yeah. you even, I think it's, you are also inspiring your partner, whoever the person is, whether they know it or not, to shift themselves, because of, then it's like the law of, what's the, like, resonance, where, like, your vibration changes, their vibration is going to change. Like, if you're talking about masculine and feminine dynamics in a relationship, you being more in your feminine and, like, truly in that inspires him to be in his masculine. That is not something I, like, really fully understood and felt as an experience until this, of seeing how me being in my feminine and understanding that on an energetic level, because before it was more conceptual, that literally changed my partner in a way of, not necessarily changed, but, like, inspired him to show up in the way that I was desiring before I was desiring it from a place of lack.
Right. And you, now you're just embodying it.
Yeah.
You're just, and being, so then it.
He just responds differently. It's fucking nuts, dude. It's, like, literally the biggest life hack. And then it's how you take your power back, because most people live in that pattern of victimhood. Blame and waiting for someone to fix it. And I guess this is my relationship is like, or I guess my partner's just a fucking dick and there's nothing I can do about it, whatever. And then you're like, no, like, you are creating a projection from inside of you. And it's not to say that, like, it's your fault. It's just that it's your responsibility to address it.
Right. And then if nothing does change, I feel like we should address,
yes,
the other aspect, even then, though it's not something that we're personally going through. But, like, if there, yes, is no change, then you have, then you clear know. Indication that, like, you will feel when the energy is just, like, not a match.
Yes. Yeah, that's huge. And that's what I was saying to you before I went into this, is I was like, I need to just be able to see reality more clearly. And also, yeah, because then that's the other reason why, is you give yourself a much clearer lens on life, and then it becomes easier to, you know, just see, like, okay, maybe your friend actually is just really toxic and you need to, like, cut them out. Or maybe your partner, like, really does need to address, like, this behavior. But either way, the positive outcome is, like, you see things more clearly, and that gives you either the positive ripple effect of, you know, the desired change that you were seeking started inside of you, or you now know, like, okay, I shifted and, like, dealt with my side of the room. So, like, now we can deal with yours, so to speak.
I also feel like if it is something where you need to walk away or cut someone out, it's not like this whole thing. It's just, like, very clear.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Or, like, if you have to address something, it's also so much more, it's, like, not as dramatic.
Right. You're not reacting. You're just responding from, like, a very calm being in your body type of place.
Yes, totally. Yeah.
Well, beautiful. I'm glad you shared that, because I feel like a lot of people are going to get inspiration out of that to take responsibility and to do the work and turn inwards and dissolve or alter anything in their subconscious to have that desired result. Because it really, life is an inner game. And when you learn how to fucking hack this matrix, possibilities are just endless.
Dude, it's crazy. It's definitely really, really exciting, inspiring. Yeah. And I'll make sure in whoever's editing to just either put on the screen Danielle or tag her in the description,
yes,
in case anyone wants to, like, look into her work. Maybe we'll have her do a workshop for the Oasis.
Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be awesome.
Yes,
for sure. We'll put her website in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll do that. Side note, I'm obsessed with the Omis and the Oasis. Like, I cannot get enough. This group,
I know.
Like, I actually wanted to share something that, I know we need to do our new segment, but I, as a quick aside, like, there's, like, Alex shared that emotional wheel of, like, how to know what emotion you're feeling and what the root emotion is.
Oh, you know, yes. Yeah. I'm trying to pull it up. One sec.
And I just bring it up because A, it's really cool. And B, for anyone listening, if you are seeking community that is so insanely supportive of this journey, like the Oasis is just blowing my mind. The way that everyone is showing up for each other and sharing openly and vulnerably, and then people are like supporting each other and responding to the threads and being like, try this, or here's a practice that I'm really liking. Like, it's incredible. Like, it's so special to have that space to tap into. And I'm just like feeling, I have like pride for the Omis. I'm like, they're so awesome. Like, they're just, yeah, like,
everyone's so supportive. It seems like a lot of people are going through breakups, and it's not coincidence. I think it's totally divine with everything that's happening in the world. I think we're going to see a lot of people, shit's come to the surface and patterns are going to be magnetized, and things that aren't in alignment anymore, I think, are going to be, it's going to be very clear to us. So we either lean in and do the work and stabilize and neutralize whatever's coming up, or it's going to be like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. A lot of people are supporting each other with that. It is really beautiful to see. Every time I look at like one of the chats or people just like sharing what they're going through and people sharing support, it's just, I'm like, this is it. This is it. This fucking community is so lit.
It's so nice.
Yeah. If you guys are wanting to hop in on the community membership, we'll drop the link below. It's called the Omis Oasis. It's literally $25 a month. And then we have monthly workshops where we bring on healers, creative entrepreneurs, business owners. I mean, we're going to go down every path possible, I feel like, with that.
Yeah.
And you get a workshop a month, and then also the community. And then we're going to start adding on some more like little random calls of us just like hanging out, having like co-working sessions. I feel like it'd be fun to do like monthly like manifestation meditations together. Mm-hmm. So it's a fucking steal. And it is so important to be surrounded by community at this time now more than ever. I feel like we're all going through this big shift, and being side by side with people who are on a similar wavelength as you is really, really powerful and profound for your healing and your expansion. So come join us, and we can't wait to meet you. All right, guys. Well, that brings us to the end of today. Thank you so much for listening. As always, hit that subscribe button if you're watching on YouTube. Hit the follow button if you're watching on Spotify. Just a reminder, we do have video content available on Spotify. So if you want to watch our faces while we're talking, definitely watch on Spotify. Oh, and also leave some comments. Engage with the questions that we have on Spotify. Yeah. And if you're watching on YouTube, throw some comments. We love to chat with you guys, or DM us or whatever. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Bye.